When you're going on that ride for self-destruction, how do you stop yourself if there's not a way of life to put you in check? If there's not a program of recovery to say your mind is injured right now, you're in trauma right now, what your mind is telling you is not what's happening, let me straighten it out for you and help you see the truth. You need help right now and reach into the darkness and pull them into the light. Just like somebody had to reach in the darkness and pull me into the light. It always is, and that's why we're one, because we all need each other, because you never know who's going to reach in the darkness and pull you into the light when you're in a dark place. That's why it's not about intellect. It's not about knowing this, it's about living it all the time. And the living of it is, I don't authorize me to do dysfunctional stuff anymore. It is not okay ever again, one day at a time. That's the perfect ideal. The measuring stick is how strong I've tried to live by that code. How well am I living by it right now? Do I got a fight going on me right now about work, about a relationship, something I've been fighting with for a week that I keep fighting with and fighting with? When do I let things go? When do I become a soul that decides to hold on to no more for a while and just see what life brings me? And now is the time. Now is the time. When does it become a good world? If it's going to become a good world, if it's not now. How can it become a good world if I'm not looking for good things?